Okay, Cosmos, I'm going to speculate now. Interestingly, a speculation that I had back in the early 80s when I first started reading about planets and thinking about the higher worlds, the heavenly. And the seven planets, the sun, and these other balls out there, what are they? And in the Puranic and Vedic, and I guess other also cosmologies, they are described it seems as higher worlds, as different kind of heavenly or above us world, so to speak. And that of the sun, which is quite visible and obvious, is a fiery realm. Ruled by the Surya sun god. Meaning there are people there. Godlike people, as it seems to us. Now, here comes the speculation. What I said so far is just basically Shastric, Puranic, Vedic knowledge. And again, that of, I guess, other cultures. How about this speculation warning? But actually, might be inspiration here, because there's some logic to it. When I was young, I liked to, actually, all my life, somewhere or other, I was attracted to this, to geometry, but also to dimensions, dimensional geometry. And to put that short, we have zero dimension object, it's just a point, no width, no height, nothing, no depth, just a point, which is, I mean, in principle, unlimitedly small. And then there's one dimensional object, which is a line. It has width, or it has length. But it has no depth, no height at all. And then there is this two-dimensional object which has width and depth but no height. If we think of a circle on a paper, that's what you're talking about. And then we have the three-dimensional object, which where the circle then turns into a sphere, a ball. It also has height. And yes, those planets and the sun out there, they are balls, spheres. Incidentally, now, one interesting thing is here, how these dimensions, or these objects of different dimensions, relate to each other. And I remember reading books about this, where they imagine these flat bugs creatures who were just two-dimensional. They can only move around on a 2D surface. Now, their bodies would be a line to us, which is then the surface of their bodies, so to speak, which is then a lower dimension, one dimensional, because line is one dimensional, right? In the same way, a sphere or my body here is three dimensional. It has height, width, and depth. But its surface, that what you can see, is a two-dimensional surface, which is then, of course, bent around the 3D form. Since we have two eyes and the mind, brain and mind, that can mix these and interpret them, we have a bit of, or we have a 3D vision, although we actually, if we look at one eye, we actually only see a surface. A 2D form. So this is how you can deal with this multidimensional geometry and so on. And it gets interesting because let's say you have that flat world, the two-dimensional world, where these flat bugs live in their space, which then of course is the surface there, but as we see as a lower dimensional thing, just a surface. To them, it's their universe, their space. Right? Just like we are in a space, we can move different directions, therefore we know we are in a space. And we can move left, right, back, forth, up and down. Now the flat bug on that 2D, in that 2D cosmos, that 2D space, can move left, right, back, or forward. Now, if I have a 3D object and I look down into that 2D space of the flat bugs, which I can bend and manipulate in all kinds of interesting ways. I can bend it around itself so that they walk, they think they are an eternally big cosmos, but they're just walking around and around. I can bend the whole surface around the sphere, which will really cause that they will walk round and around and around. And I can play with them that way. But, okay, we got that flat 2D surface to us, which is a space, you could say a room, to those flat bugs, and they notice that we can walk this far that direction and or fly to them, it would be actually. Because if they were earthbound on their earth, they would be attached to a circle as it looks to us. But to them, it would be a planet, a 2D planet in a 2D space, just like we stay on a 3D planet in a 3D space. And the surface of that planet is 2D, it's a flat surface, which means 2D. And in the same way, the flat bugs will walk around on that round circle on that surface, which is 1D. Now, if you can picture that, what if I take a sphere, a 3D ball or something, and I push it down into that 2D space, or it simply has a presence there, it interferes with that 2D space or intersects. That, of course, I can do. Make a hole or whatever, or just let that orbit, at least when the 3D program is easy to understand. Let it just pass through that other space. You can do this in Blender. To us, that's simple. It's just a sphere passing through that 2D plane. But to the flat box on that 2D planet there, to us looking like a circle, looking out into that 2D space, what do they see? Well, they see a circle just being there out in space. And what do we see when we look out into space? We see balls hanging there in space. So then, that flat bug does not know what those circles actually are. And again, they only see the surface of those circles. Which, yes, would show the nature, because if that ball that I'm pushing through that 2D space is, for instance, a lamp that is bright, then it will, in the 2D space, appear as a bright, shining line. And if the flat box in that 2D space have 2D vision, meaning they have two eyes and they can see that line a little bit from two directions, as we do with our 3D vision, and then that is mixed in that in their brains and minds, they will have some idea that here is a circle flying around out there in the 2D space, just like we see spheres flying around in the 3D space, 3D spheres in the 3D space, but we only see the flat, we only see the surface of them. And when we look this far away, it's hard to get that 3D vision because the angle between our eyes is so small. So we just see a flat disk there when we look at the sun or the moon. But we know now that they are round. So, the speculation here. What if we are now, we can, of course, which we did already, talk about these as spaces, as worlds. So the flat box, which of course are metaphorical beings, they live in that 2D space on a 2D planet, circle, walking around on that 1D surface. We live in a 3D space, walking around on a 3D ball on a flat surface. Now, you could say then that in relation to the lower dimensional world where the flat box live, we live in heaven. Because for them, our existence, our space, they could probably, if they're very smart, imagine that, yes, just as there are two directions here, maybe there's another direction going into a completely different dimension. So they could probably, at least mathematically, describe the 3D dimension just as we can do with the four dimensions to some extent, but they can of course not, due to the nature of their bodies and senses, perceive it. Which means that there is an entire world hidden there. I mean, if we think of that ball that we are, that is passing through that 2D space, as our planet, then there is a world to them existing in a higher dimension, and they cannot see, they can see something of it, they can see well again. Not the surface of it. But the periphery of that circle that that intersects with that 2D space. So what I mean with this is, you would take this one dimension higher, and this is the whole purpose of this dimension, multidimensional geometry speculations. What would it be? Well, it would be that above us is, there may be planets in the next dimension that are four-dimensional correspondences to spheres. And that the planets we see, that we call planets and sun and so on, are actually other worlds in a higher dimension, which then we see in a, that they are intersecting with this world. So yeah, I don't have more energy. I just sometimes think it's fun to speculate a little bit. Well, it would correspond to and be compatible with the Vedic Puranic, I guess, other cosmologies, way they describe these planets and their higher heavenly regions. And it would kind of make sense, wouldn't it? I don't know.